From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Regina Carter, the jazz violinist and one-time MacArthur Fellow, stopped by our studio recently to play for us. Her new CD, Reverse Thread, marks a new direction for her. Here she is with a choral player and an accordionist. It's an album of contemporary interpretations of African folk songs. Regina Carter, thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
What was that tune?
That was a piece entitled Interi, and it means friendship. It was written by a great guitarist and songwriter from Mali, and his name is Habib Koité.
Now, we should unpack the trio here for a moment. We heard you on violin.
Yes.
Listeners with an encyclopedic memory may recall you used to play Paganini's violin
yes.
at one time, but you don't have that instrument.
No, I have my Walmart special. No, I have my violin with me now.
Good. And we have, as well,
Will Holthauser on accordion.
On accordion.
And we have Yakuba Sissoko on kora.
The kora.
Yes.
And you should describe the kora for our listeners.
The kora is a West African harp. And Yakuba actually made his kora, and he learned the instrument from his grandfather. And what's amazing with Yakuba is that he also understands the Western scale system. So we can play any key, and he can tune and play every tune with us, whereas a lot of kora players usually can only stay in the one key. So we're very lucky to have Yakuba and his talents with us.
And the new album is all about finding in traditional African music connections and making a new kind of music that is both African and Western.
Right. For many years, I've wanted to do a quote-unquote world music record, if you will. And my journey when I started this project was extremely broad, and then it was narrowed down to certain music from different parts of Africa. So I'm just skimming the surface. But it's our Western and contemporary arrangements on pieces, some very old folk melodies that I found to be very beautiful and that would work with this instrumentation.
What do you play next, Rich?
The next piece is Hewombe Awomba, and it's from Uganda. It's from the Ugandan Jews, actually. And the translation is God Creates, Then He Destroys, which sounds like a very dark title, but the song is very lighthearted. Hewombe Awomba. One, two, one, two.
Hewombe Awomba from Uganda, from the Abiodia people
yes.
of Uganda. So, Regina Carter, tell me about the moment for you of crossing over from a young violinist taking violin lessons, like any other. Oh, I don't know how many young kids take violin lessons, to becoming jazz violinist, Regina Carter.
Probably in 10th grade, in high school. Actually, I met my best friend Carla Cook, who's a great jazz vocalist, and she would come to school every day speaking about Eddie Jefferson and Miles Davis, and I'd never heard of these people. So she brought me a record of I think records of Jean-Luc Ponty, Noel Pointer, and Stephen Grappelli, all jazz violinists. And I was so taken by the fact that they could improvise and they had a rhythm section and it was danceable. And I went to hear a live concert of Stephen Grappelli and saw how much fun he was having with the band and thought, this is what I want to do. That was the turning point for me.
And did your teachers and parents say, terrific, you'll be a jazz violinist instead?
No. My first teacher then thought I was ruining my career. My mother was outraged. She believed you should have a job where you could get Blue Cross, health insurance and pension. And so she wanted me in an orchestra. And I had the calling. I couldn't do that. And what's interesting, now we look at, because of our economy, everyone is pretty much living the lifestyle of a musician.
No, that's a wonderful real life moment. How can you become a jazz violinist who will pay for your health insurance? Now, correct an impression that I've had, which is when I hear you play a violin, I tend to hear you more playing deeper, more sonorous sounds of the violin than a lot of high notes on the violin. Is that just a very subjective impression of mine, or is that how you play?
That's probably what I'm drawn to, darker sounds. I prefer lower sounds. The high E string and those high notes sometimes really affect me, so I don't like to play up there all the time. I do sometimes, I play up there, but a lot of that really makes me a little irritable.
But when I have wondered at odd moments, is she playing the viola? I'm getting it at those points. I'm not mishearing.
No,
I'm getting
no,
the
no.
way you're playing. Did you start with the idea that you would do this with violin, cora, accordion, or did the music lead you to that combination?
No, actually, after the last project, I knew I wanted to keep using accordion. I love the instrument. And I wanted another soft instrument like violin because I wanted the band to become more of an acoustic chamber group, if you will. And cora is even more quiet, I think, than the violin. So I thought it was the perfect instrument. It's so beautiful. Then it was just trying to make the music, seeing how we could arrange it for this specific setup.
Well, it's a terrific album, and
thank you.
And I wonder, Regina Carter, if you could play one more piece from Reverse Thread, which is all about African folk tunes played here by violin, accordion, and cora, before you go.
Thank you. Yes, the next tune is called Kanu.
One, two, three.
That's violinist Regina Carter playing music from her new album, Reverse Thread. You can hear and see her performing at nprmusic.org.